Do you want to take minutes?
Audio is started.
Okay, are we on?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to officially call the Highland Fringe Committee meeting of May 15th, 2024 to order. Give me a second for that.
Nope.
Okay. All right. We've got a couple of people who don't know everybody here, so let's start and go around the circle so we introduce ourselves. I'm Robin. I am the committee chair and the Highland Events Coordinator.
Jerry Wise.
Backyard garden tours.
I'm Brian Johnson with the Terrific app.
Yes.
I'm Doug Courtney with the Braid.
Heather Holbrook with the DUP Cabin.
I'm Claudia Sedby with Highland Historical Society. And I need to talk to you.
I'm Spencer Berry. I'm the events coordinator.
Welcome
to the
Hey.
Nice. It's good. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Doug, do we have enough people to approve the minutes?
If we need seven, then no, we don't.
Okay, if somebody else comes in, we will move that to
It's still not going to be enough, is it?
Well, there's seven people here. No, it can't count.
I think we've got five of the number that you were counting as the total.
There's a total we've got from here. So we still have two more people. Okay. Okay, we won't approve the minutes yet, and we can hold that over till the next meeting if we need to, I believe, so we'll be okay there. Okay, discussion items tonight. We are finalizing everything up for Stride. Want to make sure I've got everybody's information correct. Doug, is everything online correct for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I spoke to Texas Roadhouse today about using the sponsor, what are we, sponsor?
24.
And I have given that to Central Bank. Hold on a minute.
Hello.
Hello. We are going to have a forum now. Did everybody have a chance to review the minutes when I sent them out? If I make a motion to approve the minutes, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to do that. Oh, sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Did you make the motion?
Yes.
You can't. You're running the meeting, so somebody else has to.
I'm not very good at this.
Yeah. I'll move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay, now we're good.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Discussion items. Stride registration. We don't have anybody here that is utilizing Stride. We are missing all of those. Most of them have to be out of town tonight. What I need is a count of t-shirts for the events. For those of you who are here, Carrie, do you need three shirts, one for each house? So there will be City Highland Fling t-shirts, and then we will also use these at the car show as well. And you're going to be next. We'll get that up top. Do you two, how many? Just by way of knowing on, I will order new shirts for all of the city council and the mayor that you guys will wear on the fling and have to wear on the Saturday of the fling.
Okay.
Are they t-shirts?
No, they are dress shirts, but they're lightweight. They're button-up.
Okay, nice.
And I will reach out to each of you guys to get the size that you would like and kind of give you an idea of what you look like.
Sounds good.
Am I supposed to give you the size that I would like or the size that I actually wear?
The size that you like. Okay, do you want to give me knowledge? I'll take that. Okay. So the mayor shirts, how many of you got on your stage entertainment committee?
I don't have an official committee yet. I haven't called the committee. I'd like to have at least three people three shirts. Tell me what size.
Probably women's larges, because even a small person can wear women's large.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They will be more of a t-shirt.
Is that helps from anything,
so... Do you want a women's cut on them, or just in general?
That'd be awesome.
Women's cut, okay. And still the large?
Yes.
Okay. Done. How about for the parade?
I'm aiming at about 40 volunteers, but we had talked about not doing t-shirts.
Okay.
Since they'll be wearing vests.
Okay, do you have all the vests you need? Was that enough from Carrie?
If it's not enough.
Okay, you will have a council shirt from you. Is there anybody, though, that's like your three main people from the parks where they feed in that you would like to have a shirt on? Or? Not necessary, but if you want it.
Let's go with 6.
Okay.
For 3 coordinators and then the 3 announcers.
Okay.
Cross my fingers.
I think 3 large, 3 extra large. I don't know
yeah,
who
that's
you're
probably,
doing
this. I hate that. Yeah, I'm not sure either, but yeah, that's probably fair.
Well, then let's go with 5 shirts. Let's go with 2 extra large in addition to that, because I think I might. We said 6 more people, I thought. Probably
only
have some extra help.
Okay, so I've got 5 altogether, 3 large and 2 extra large.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it's like, I've never guessed what it is, but you can always take a rubber band and tie it on the side if it's too big.
That's right.
But then you've got room to pick stuff up and move around to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Over the DUP cabin, are you in there all day?
We have rotating people, so I think, well, for help, we should have 6
men,
women, and then we're going to have youth doing Pioneer Day activities, and there'll be 8 of those. But they'll be in Pioneer dress.
Okay, so
I don't
need to worry about that. So
and I don't know if the women would wear it. See what I mean? They're...
Okay. Are you going to be wearing Pioneer attire too?
Not me.
I have an outfit.
But some do. Some at times do, but I...
Do you want me to get you some shirts?
Let's pass on shirts for us.
Are you have shirts? No. Okay. What do you think? How many do you need?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know this. I don't know.
Will it just be you and Charlie?
I don't even... my daughter's babies do that day. So I don't even know if I'm going to be there, but...
I've never seen Charlie in a t-shirt.
We have Highland Historical Society t-shirts to sell.
Oh, that would actually be really
so
cool.
That might be better for us to go that way.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you made one for Charlie, I'm sure he'd love it.
So, Robin, you have a t-shirt design already? Do you have a logo?
We have our official logo that's the Highland Fling logo for this year that...
Are you going to show us?
Well, we did that at one meeting. I don't have it with me. It's got the fireman, the police officer, the... Will you please go in above my desk?
Yeah.
I've got it on the fishy thing. Will you go grab that, please? We brought that in one.
We brought it in, but you didn't show it in.
Oh,
the mayor
picked. Mayor gets preference on this. Let's try it. We showed you the 3 of them, not the final one. So this one has a... Did you miss a meeting or something?
I didn't go to the early meetings.
Weren't you here when they passed around those papers? I thought you were, but maybe I'm losing
you
my
to
mind.
Here too. Unless we obviously not. Because
last meeting we had to read early, remember? So if you showed...
Did we do
it
later?
I think it was a meeting.
It has, so it's got the Highland Fling logo, and it has a police officer, a military person, a firefighter, a teacher, and a medical person on it. Keeping in the theme of
Yeah, we saw the shade.
Heroes.
Oh, I definitely didn't see that. Wow, that is busy. Spoken as a graphic designer, but.
Yeah. That's a cool, though. Heroes.
Yeah.
Heroes. Looks like a diamond.
So, for our.
Special.
Yeah. One of the youth council events is.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! Yay, you got it. Yeah, I'm just passing around.
There it is.
A bigger version.
Hometown Heroes. That is cool.
And so, are they going to be dissect, or are they going to be screened? They'll probably be screened. I don't know. We'll send you really elaborate for screen. We'll work something out.
Cool.
Maybe I should just say two shirts, and then we'll.
It sounds like a two. Okay, DUP cabin, two shirts.
No, not DUP. Okay. Highland Historical.
Historical. Sorry.
You're good. Although we do have that.
What size?
I think that she's right. If I just stick with a women's large and a men's large, but. And we can cut. We'll just make sure.
Do you think Charlie's a large or an extra large?
Extra large, probably.
Not for Charlie. You're right. You're right.
Actually, well, yeah, he's pretty tall. I think, maybe. How about I text you? I'll message you and check with you.
Okay. If you want something different, you check. Okay. The other shirts. Do you want to go ahead and tell us where we're at on this?
So with the app, this terrific app, now who was here last time and knows even what we're talking about? Because you were here, and you were here, and you were here, Duke?
Charlie's told me about it.
Charlie's told, okay, so it is a, it's an audio tour app where as you drive past a location, it plays audio about what you're looking at, so... So right now, the first phase one of it is mainly centered around interstates. You drive past a ghost town. It says, hey, off to your right, here's a ghost town was built in the 1890s, and here's some details about it. And so it'll just kind of narrate as you go and tell you what you're seeing. And so we talked about the possibilities of using this app for the fling, to share some histories, and here's where this was the first building of that was built over here, and here's the Highland Fling where the kids jump their cars or whatever and stuff. So those sort of things as you're driving around, that it could tell you those sort of things. Plus it could tell you things that as the event nears, you're driving along and it'll say, hey, just so you know, next week Highland Fling car show is going to be here, and just so you know, this is going to be here, and you know, it can kind of orient you to where the events are. So,
and one of the things I really liked about it is, in case of an emergency, here's when you can find the police department, you know, at the fling sort of thing. Here's where the booth is, and we've got a pin on that.
So it drops the pins, and it has the geofence thing, so as you drive by, it'll just start narrating. The way this works, it's free for listeners. It's free for content creators. So any content that you create and put on there and say, hey, you know, here's where the car show is, but that's all free. And then it makes the way it's monetized is it'll play a little commercial, so we can have. You know, Myers could put a little commercial on the beginning, or Ace Hardware, or whatever, could put a little commercial, say, hey, you know, during the plane, come over to Myers and get, you know, the meats on sale, or whatever, and then it could go on to the thing that it's, yeah.
Could it be arranged so that the ad came at the end?
Yes, we can do it front or back, so.
I'm just saying, if not somebody, you know, if it's information they need right away to, you know, I'm trying to get my daughter to that baby invitation, I want to hear that first, and then they can maybe relax more and listen to the rest of it.
Yeah, we can stick it on the front or the back. And And so that's just kind of how that works. We could work with your local, Myers, and just everybody to whoever wants to run ads on it. One of the things, because we're just a young startup, we're based out of Linden, and we're trying to get downloads. And so one of the things that we're working with advertisers is kind of a scratch each other back sort of thing, where if we would work with advertisers to put a QR code at their point of sale or their newsletters or whatever, that every time somebody downloaded from them, we would credit them with more advertising dollars. And so that way it kind of helps us, them, and it's kind of...
What if you did, like if you're driving past Myers Meat, that's when they do the Myers Meat ad, is as a passing by and saying...
We can do that as well, yep.
It just seems like if you're going to get local businesses as you're driving Ace Hardware, as you're driving by it, they can have a little spot saying, hey, come to Ace and we have a sale on XYZ. Mm-hmm. That type of thing. So
we can drop some pins in these different places that as people are driving around, they'd hear these things and be able to just go.
You just a quick, even 10 or 15 seconds, hopefully, would be.
Yeah. Yeah, and I even have a sample ad that we were running for Rolly's Red Barn down in Santa Clara, and people are coming up on the freeway, and just quickly says, hey, come into Rolly's Red Barn, and stop in there and grab an ice cream. So that's what we have. I see your note here about the concern, and I think that's a very good concern to have on here about... because right now we are the portal for content creation and also advertising creation is in the works and in being built, and so at that point to be able to end of July, whether we'll be in the position to with an API to be able to just quickly make changes like this event is now over here instead of over here, that is a very good. That's a very good concern.
Specifically with the grade that I mentioned last time, that
yes,
if we had an API and I could easily do that, then we don't need announcers. We use this.
Yeah.
As the parade moves and you're saying, still, we adjust things, but even if you guys are ready, we're not going to be.
I think it's probably both your and our end. I don't think we would be ready for that. And so. And that's a great. I'm glad you bring that up because that is one that wouldn't quite be at that point. And so,
as they come by, it just updates.
It would be that would be such a fun application of it, and I hope to have that. Yeah,
for next year.
That'd be a really neat thing to have. So, so that's where we're. We're at with things, and what we would need to do then is work with each department. I guess department's maybe not quite the term, but whoever's over this part, we'd start getting content together and start putting it in and testing it to make sure we have because we have to adjust the size of the geofence to make sure
So can I task each one of you guys with give me what information you want to have for your events? And then I will give one big document to you. But can we do timelines? Can we do now appearing on the stage we have something like that?
I mean, we don't even need that. We just need a schedule.
Just the schedule of the stage events.
I think a schedule, yeah. And where everything is, it's primarily audio. We would also have some text that could be on there, but because it's mainly geared for people driving, and so then it would mostly be audio. So if you had somebody read the text of a here's the schedule, somebody could just read through it and send the audio.
It's not like if I gave you a PDF.
Right, it wouldn't read a PDF. but.
Geocaching is kind of creepy, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you think, well, I don't want them knowing where I'm at.
When you go into Walmart and they have a Walmart ad and you go, oh.
Yeah, that is. It really makes you wonder.
But it's nice, like when you're in an airport and you got luggage checks and you see your luggage.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, I guess, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, would it be okay if I just played just the beginning of the of this ad,
yeah,
just to kind of give you a sense of what it's like? So the app looks like this, and it's available now on iOS as well. So it's on Android and iOS. You can download that. And then each of these pins, as you drive down the freeway, is going to play as you drive past it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's, I'll play the... So I'll play the Santa Quinn section, and what it'll do is it'll play. You can play it in what we call the couch mode. I can just sit here and just press, you know, listen to wherever I want around the country, or it'll play as I'm driving. So here's Santa Quinn.
Rolly's Red Barn, family farm turned into a family business. Right off I-15, you can indulge in our homemade ice cream, savor our home-style baked goods, and enjoy the fresh peaches, pears, apples, and cherries we grow right here. Come fall for the charm of the farm at Rolly's Red Barn. Take gates at 242.
That's like by
Santa Quinn, Utah.
So that was, yeah, just a...
Santa Quinn is located in the southernmost part of Utah County.
So anyway, then it just goes in and just tells the history of Santa Quinn.
Santa Quinn Home.
So that, yes, short little ad, and then it goes into, here's the history of Santa Quinn, and did you know that the, what was his name, the guy from Different Strokes that...
Yeah, he was across the street in the big barn house.
Right? Yeah, he used to live out there. What you talk about, Willis, that kid, you know, so he was there. So it goes in and just, so that's basically what the app does as you're driving around. So, but yeah, if,
so,
oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, so how do we submit the soundbite to you?
So, what you can do, there's two ways. You can either do a recording yourself and send us that audio.
Okay.
Or, that Rolly's Red Barn is an AI voice. They created that commercial using an AI voice. And so if you think, I just don't want them using my voice, you can just send me text and I can run an AI and create that.
So they do it as what kind of file?
As far as the audio file? An MP3 would be, yeah. And then we can.
And is there any limit to the length?
Now that's a good question. One of the things, because we've been primarily focused on freeway, what we've done is we've said, okay, this many minutes at freeway speeds, and we kind of gauge that's how long it's going to take, and so we think, okay. If the audio runs for, say it's a 2 minute clip, if it's running for 2 minutes, and we want people to be able to have time to make, you know, decide to take the exit, we're going to have to start it back far enough that they can finish listening to it, you know, turn to their spouse and say, should we pull off? And then they can get off on the exit. So if it's driving around here, I think just we'll have to experiment and try some different lengths and say, wow, by the time they got done listening, they've driven clear past it, you know.
Well,
so
the other thing is, what if they're walking, though? So now you've got people who might be walking, you know, over to Heritage Park on that day.
Those are going to be some things we'll have to experiment with, because it is primarily right now designed for freeway, but with every intention of it becoming both a walking tour app and a driving tour app. So yes, that's going to take some experimenting to see if somebody's walking.
I would love to see coming up in 5 minutes on the stage. We've got the, you know.
And it may need to be in these initial rounds. It may not be able to get down to the granular level of in 5 minutes on this stage. It may just be car show here. This is over here. You know, it just may.
Sure.
It may just be at the higher level of things that maybe don't necessarily change very much. So I don't know. It's something that we'll have to.
Well, the stage. So go ahead. The stage, the cabin, and the museum are all in the same spot. So that would be true.
Well, we are moving the stage this year. We put it over by the baseball field. Yeah, the last flat.
Yeah.
But still the same. There's, you know, 20 events on Saturday going in that park.
Well, Highland be the only city that has this.
You guys are the only ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, you guys are progressive and on top of it. Yeah.
Sounds like one, we should plan on static content. And two, that if perhaps we want to put a QR code in the newsletter or something ahead of time so that.
Okay, then yeah, and we probably ought to have sandwich signs with the QR code, like next to the stage, next to big events. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like an eight.
Yeah.
And just with the QR code, and I can set those up.
That'd be really cool. I'd like that.
Yeah.
And the QR code is probably going to be different for this than the actual app, right?
We have we're creating QR codes that will take you to the app store. So as you scan it, it'll take you to the store. But you would need another QR code then maybe to say, here's the.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we have to.
Is there a URL so I can create a QR code for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, is there.
Is he going to the.
Yeah, he's going to the budget meeting.
I need to go to there.
You need to go to him,
so. Thank
you for coming in for a while.
Yeah, that's all right.
Are you welcome?
Oh, no.
We can give you a ride if we need one, okay?
I mean,
it's a budget meeting, you could go late.
Yeah,
I just have a copy to get home.
Yeah, and I've got it on the camera right here. We're watching it, she's sleeping, so.
We'll give you a ride home if you need one.
Oh, she just heard my voice.
Yeah. Well, I need to turn that on. She'll be ripping up the car. She's poor at coffee, she's spicy.
So, on this, these little pins kind of thing, because when you're going along, these are the things that set it off. There aren't choices if the app opens to listen to more.
It's.
I'm assuming you don't have that yet.
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
We don't have that yet. And one of the things that we'll have to figure out, like you said, where things are in one small space, you got a stage here and the cabin over here. You know, so those are. You can set the radius of the pin to where it's. It expands out to a mile, or it's only a couple hundred feet, so that as somebody is walking over here, they don't hear this one. As a worker, they can always click on it.
So are the pins tagged so that you can see, like if you wanted to just click on it, because you could put it central, like a little flower liner. And then they would know when they're clicking on it, what they're clicking on.
Yeah, so
right now. Sorry, I asked.
These are great questions, and these are questions that we're all exploring. So right now, I can click on this one, and it'll tell me the name of it, and then I can play it, or I can play that one, or I can play that one, and so that's. If I'm walking around, I can just click on different ones and play. What's here? What's there? Or I can press this button. I don't like this button. I'm talking with my design people changing this from play. Once this is engaged. It just plays. Anything I walk past or drive past, it's going to play. But right now, in this mode, it's just whatever I click.
I mean, that's kind of cool when you're writing, because then you don't have to push the button.
Yeah.
So it seems like that would be necessary, but...
Yeah. And so typically what people do, as we've been testing this, is they'll turn it on, they'll get into their car, and they'll turn on Spotify or podcasts or whatever, and they can be listening to those other things, and as soon as it has a trigger, it'll start playing the other thing, it overrides Spotify, plays that thing, and then when it's done, it goes off, and Spotify comes back on, or your podcast comes back on, so it's just kind of bounces in and out as you're listening to other things and so
on. Location. That's yeah. kind of cool. So I'm just wondering, because if I'm doing a schedule and it has to be an audio bite, then my schedule could be 2 or 3 minutes longer than normally through 9 o'clock. You know, so maybe we do early morning. Maybe we do AM showings and PM showings or something like that.
Or, yeah, I said praise starts at 10. We really don't get started on the stage until closer to 11, 10:45-11. Could, and then we're going to have, you know, the bands, the, you know, the harpists, the bagpipes, stuff like that we do every year. Could we, after that, every time, because there's a longer difference of time between the musical acts, could it be set up so if it's 4 o'clock, she's got the 4 o'clock ones on, and then 5 o'clock comes, she's got the 5 o'clock entertainment? We don't want much.
I think being able to change stuff up right now, I'll talk with our programmers to see how quickly we can... Eventually, we do want to be to that point where you wouldn't have to even... contact me at all. You could just make the changes anytime you want. You could just say, okay, it's 4 o'clock. I'm making a change. I'm swapping out this audio for this audio. Okay, boom, that's going. but that interface right now is in process, and so I don't know how quickly we'd be able to change things.
Because even if we could do it, is there a way we could pre-program it ahead that you guys could have it at this time? It flips into this mode.
See what you get for starting with pilot.
Yeah, that's something. Maybe what we could do is we could run some experiments. We could pretend like, you know, maybe some Friday or whatever, we could just say, all right, let's pretend like today is the day of the show, and let's run through it. We could try it. We could say, okay, let's swap this out. Because I think the challenge is, you know, either I or whoever I have helping me could be a bottleneck of, okay, we've got to get this part in, but then this part, you know. Anyway, we could try it. It'd be worth all of this.
It's a cool concept.
Because I love the idea of now playing on the stage the Freddie Mercury band, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I mean, that's ideal. If we can't, we can adjust.
Yeah.
To whatever.
And it could be, especially with those two bands, it could be really fun to expand the radius out some way. So if somebody that's not even...
Right, just passing through the city.
It's just passing through, and you're, wow, I didn't even know there was... The Highland Fling was even going on. They're not even from here. And we can run... I was just thinking about this too. We can run, because we can stick ads on these other pins. Somebody's driving on I-15 and they're passing, you know, they're not even from here. They're passing out on I-15 and they hit a pin and it says, hey,
looking
for something to do. Highland Fling's going on right now. Come on over tonight. There's this event.
That'd be great. Yeah. I love that idea. Okay, cool.
So next steps, I would think, let's, if you can send me content, and even if it's not fully baked, even if it's like, I got to word this better, or you know.
Where do you want me to send it to? I'm always probably send you some, but where to?
If you send it to Brian at TerrificApp, that's T-O-U-R, TerrificApp.com, that's B-R-I-A-N, Brian at TerrificApp.
A-P-P or A-P?
A-P-P.
.com.
And then let's experiment with that, and then are there advertisers you have some particular relationships with that would be good to work with, to try to experiment by getting some ads put in there?
You've got some sponsors.
We've got sponsors.
Okay.
Central Bank's our title sponsor this year.
Okay.
We've got the provider. the entire company.
Well, we've got like 20 sponsors. We have the most.
Okay.
Let's come over to work.
Yeah, that'd be great. And we can put some of those ads on. And we can experiment, like I said, with some of these things. We can put the ads at the end, beginning or end, however you'd like to, whatever the preference would be there. And we can experiment with.
I think I'd like it at the end. Just because if there's a panicked mom out there wanting to know where her daughter who's clogging on a stage is, and Tim can, you know, get her there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that sounds good. The other part that we can work, you know, we can try to figure out is how do people know the app exists? How do they know to get the app to find that their daughter's on such stage? So those sort of things.
We can get it out in our city newsletter. We can send that out the month before. And then, to a certain extent, that hits everybody in town. But I think we also send it out on social media like crazy.
Well, yeah, and we talked about doing some posters to advertise the bands locally. We can put it on the poster for...
Oh, I'd love that. That's perfect.
I love this app for all the time playing expos.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I'll do that. So okay. If I could get that URL...
Do it on our social media, too.
To
our
okay.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And I'm at Kelly, Q-L-L-I, at
thedesignlady.com. Okay, Kelly at thedesignlady.com. Okay, got it. Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to get that out there. Are there any upcoming smaller events that we might test this on? I know you had the Easter thing that you were working on.
We just had the open house.
We just barely had the open house. We're
clear about that. They used it.
You want to try it on our Harlem City Youth Council? Just test it out? So
yeah.
Because those kids are tech savvy.
Yeah, they would be tech savvy. Okay, so this is... When
you're ready to test it, I will get it out to them. Give me whatever information you want me to get to them. And we've got about 22 amazing kids who will give it a run first moon.
Okay.
Remind me, I said I'd do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That would be great if that could be... We could work out some of the bugs and maybe one of the things we can do too is we talk about it being like during the fling, but we could even start putting things up that start letting people know, hey, I know the fling is a month or two away, but just so you know, these are the types of things that are coming. So if people are driving around, we could get I could get with Charlie and we could get some of his content up and attached to his content could be a reminder, a thing saying, hey, Highland Fling's coming. Just to kind of get some
is
early
it going to
buzz
work like, okay, so in the basement where the historical museum is right above there, we've also got the art show going on. Can it distinguish between the same building but two different levels?
Or could we make it list both things?
I bet it would be one pin that would list both.
I think we make a few other historical pins around and then just say the museum is there.
Yeah.
That code
Maybe we do the same thing then with the DUP cabin and the antique tractor display and dump those together too.
I think that we should work together.
Well,
because there's no reason to
sell again also over the yard sale. So, yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you need from us?
Content.
Yeah, content and content, the advertisers, the and then just I'll get you URL and we can just start to see if we can get downloads going. That way, people can have the app and be able to hear the hear the content, hear the advertisers, and we just start.
When do we have it tethered? I think the newsletter for June. Well, our next meeting, which is working in June, but what's today? Today is May. So 15th. Yeah, by June 15th, by our next meeting, I've got to have everything because they go to print. Third week of June, the thing that goes to print.
Okay. But the newsletter's together.
The newsletter. Let's give it to me. I'll condense it all and get it all to one. Or you can just send it to Brooklyn because you know there's a, if you guys don't want it, send it to Brooklyn. Then send it to me and we'll get it either way.
Yes, if you could give me that QR code right away, I'll send it. I mean, my URL. I'll send a QR code to Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And maybe just do a little blurb. I'll call you. And we can just do.
Let's do it. We'll do a three-way call. We'll get Brooklyn to and we'll sit the three of us down.
Okay.
So.
Because she's going to tell me what she needs in the format she needs it in. We can get that in the newsletter because I think it's important that it's in the newsletter.
It needs to be. I've been surprised, even though it's, the information is online, everybody reads the newsletter. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think
people would. No, people need that. I've been surprised.
Most people will find out I'm the new president and they're like, oh, really? And every once in a while, I'll randomly meet someone that's actually read the newsletter and they're like, oh, I heard that you were an actor. But most people don't know because they haven't seen it.
But our social media, out to everybody in the city thing, works well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
that the text messaging. People that link off that.
We can talk to Brooklyn about sending out a text message that says, go to this URL to download the app or events, upcoming events, and deadlines. Because people want to know what the deadlines are. And if they're participating in different.
Particularly for the parade.
Well, I think as the parade, for the art show, for.
And of course, then there'll be a thing book that gets mailed out to each house, too. So I think we need to do a page in the thing book about this, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, I know my travel is kind of behind me until July, so this would be a good time for me to.
Have you got some time to help with this?
I can help.
Thank you. Because it's picking up a little crazy for us here.
I do know that.
That's kind of good. Especially that goes home with me. Okay, perfect. Okay, last. Do you want to stick around for the end of this? Or?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Hang out, yeah.
Okay, last item, let's see. Otherwise, t-shirts, the information. Does anybody but nobody that's left in here needs trophies? Other than. You need, instead of trophies, three backyard tours. No, you don't want that? We did the, not trophies, we did the baskets for the three backyard tours.
Yeah, just three. Thank
you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so three baskets. I don't know, but I was wondering what else you need. All right, if everybody work on whatever you want, we'll get that into you as soon as we can, and I will send emails out to those here, which is for you. Next Wednesday meeting, June 19th, 2024, that's when I need to have everything, all your information for the phone book. I'll get ready to go to print. Okay, so if people aren't getting back to you or you don't have addresses or something, let me know and we'll round them up quick, okay? Okay, one last item. You don't need any youth council Do you need youth council helping you? You've got, you're good on the stage. You've got manager. You're going to love the stage manager. He's awesome.
I'm excited. So you did nail him down. He is.
He is sure. A yes. Yeah. And he's great.
He and he would do it for the
yes, for the loan fee we offer. And my internal grade from us.
The same guy that did last year?
Same guy that did last year. Sam's awesome. All right.
I do have a question.
Which guy?
So I have been trying to get a certain someone who lives in the city of Highland. I've been trying to get a hold of him, and I tried to reach out to him.
Did you have the mayor try?
I did, and he didn't really look. So, and Ron said he thought that there shouldn't be, that, you know, through the, you should be able to get a hold of him through, you know, the
emails and stuff like that.
I don't know how we could find. So I remember.
He's on Instagram.
I know that. I tried Facebook and they haven't responded. I don't think.
No, did you try Instagram?
I haven't tried Instagram.
Okay. Here. No, you're good. I think we should officially adjourn the meeting. Can somebody else do that?
I make a motion to officially adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay. Please don't put that in the meeting.
No, that's
all right. If anyone you said aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So is that still running?
No, Carrie, can you turn it off, please?
I don't know. Doug's dead.
That's good. Sometimes she'll be fine.